infectious, Bob?
Hey, what's the word, nerd? Everybody smiles.
You're stealing my stuff, man.
No one needs to know that, though, do they?
Stealing my sayings.
That's right. I always steal my material, man.
I heard that said by somebody else. I don't remember, but... I can't attribute it to anybody currently, but it's possible that somebody else said it. But,
There's an inappropriate joke you have told me in the past, which I do tell my children sometimes, so...
What would that be?
Basically, and I don't really use this word often, but your joke was, are you a fag in a cage? And people say, of course, no, and you say, fag on the loose.
Yeah.
Which is Bob Lamette's joke. That is not my joke, by the way. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't.
I don't. Can tell. Well, I have told my kid I don't.
I don't tell jokes like that, but sometimes I do.
When I'm feeling a little randy, yes. Yeah, I like to tell that joke.
Clearly, I don't tell jokes like that.
And you tell jokes.
Except when I do, and then I tell him all the time, hello, faggot.
That's funny, it's just how I talk, too. That's so funny. That's so right on. It's funny that I often talk like that. It's so funny for me, yeah.
What is your name? My name is Miles Tidal. Do you happen to be of the gay persuasion, huh?
No.
Maybe we could go someplace in private.
Yes.
And I'll show you my bag of worms, perhaps.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so if you're ever out, like, in a public restroom and you hear that voice from underneath the stall, that's Miles hitting on you.
Yeah, well, that's 100% me. Yeah, trolling. Yeah, I'm trolling for some action, yeah.
Hello. Hello, stallmate. How are you today?
I'm kicking some shoes, you know. Yeah.
Do you have a square to spare?
Yeah. I haven't pooped in public for a long time, actually.
Actually, I need a roll to go, if you know what I mean.
A roll to go, that's right. There you go.
Perhaps.
It's the laughing compliment.
I'm cracking myself up.
He's cracking himself up.
I'm cracking myself up being the promiscuously gay Miles Tidal out in public.
Yeah.
My most famous lay is George Michael. Yeah. I was at a rest stop in Britain whenever I found him.
he
asked me if I had any faith. I said, right here, buddy. Ha ha. Sorry.
Are you
still there?
The whole show? This is going to be the whole show. I'm pretty much just going to disconnect.
Oh, I think I'm at a nerve now.
I think you did, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's even funny. I don't.
You thought it was funny when you hooked up with Kip.
I don't think that's funny. No.
All right, I'll leave you alone.
If I was gay, it wouldn't be with Kip. I guarantee you that right now. That guy would eat anything. I think he'd be on your b-hole being like, yeah.
Kip, I have some paper underwear. Now he laughs. Listen to him.
That's funny. Yeah, that guy was weird. Yeah, he was a weird guy. He kept that would eat stuff with paper.
Kip would eat paper all day long. He's like, eat paper. Hey, I'm Kip.
Make some paper mache boobs for your girlfriend.
That's right. I'm munching up paper to make a paper mache rack for my woman.
Oh man. Yeah.
These are gonna be the best boobies, honey.
Yeah, right. For real.
Yeah, for reals.
For reals, yeah.
All right. I guess I should get to a story rather than just make fun of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although I could have gone for another 10 minutes with just doing that, but that's all right.
Go ahead. I'll just disconnect you.
Oh, please. Come on. Don't be so sensitive, monkey.
Yeah, no, you can just finish the show by yourself.
So I was getting groceries this week, so, you know. You know, do you guys have, this is something else you won't have. I know last week I mentioned some things that you guys didn't have, and I'll probably mention another one tonight. So, at your local Hellmart, right?
We have one of those.
Yeah, can you do the pickup, where you pick up stuff? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
So,
no.
Now you can go at Walmart, there's an app for your phone or your tablet or whatever. And you can just go and you put in what you want, and you know, you have set up an account, and you send it to them, and then they'll tell you when it's ready or something, and you can come pick it up at the store. You just drive up to this door, and they bring it out to you. It's pickup.
Is it prepaid?
Yeah, well, you have a credit card on the account, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then they just bring it out, so you can get your groceries or whatever you want, you know. And just go pick it up. You don't have to go in the store.
Sure.
So they don't have that up there?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, so, I think that's taking jobs away from American workers by doing that.
Well, no, the American worker brings it out to your car.
No, yeah. But
you're actually giving jobs to American workers.
The cart guys and the greeters and the people that check your receipts, make sure you're not stealing stuff. I mean, you know.
Well, it's an extra person. They still have all those people.
Well, yeah, but you're kind of taking away from their jobs, too, though,
I think you're not seeing the idea here. But so anyway, my wife is...
Well, I take a knee on this immediately, but go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Go ahead.
So anyway, my wife is like, she likes that, right? So she's been doing the grocery shopping and putting it in the thing, and then you just drive up, and they bring it out to your car, you know. Bada bing, bada boom, you're done. Come home.
Yeah.
And hope that you got everything that you asked for. But, because those great American workers don't double check the list sometimes. But, so anyway, so we've been doing that for like, I don't know, it's been a couple months now, I guess. And so then the other day, she's like, you know, I think we really have to just go to the store, you know, because, you know, I don't always put everything on the thing, and, you know, we're missing some stuff. So I think I need to go look around, you know, and go to the store. Okay, fine, I'll go with you. Because normally I would go to the store prior to this whole pickup thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, we'll just go together. So we go to the store, and first thing is we oversleep a little bit. I have, as you know, as you will attest.
A gravity field.
Yes, but as you attest... I have, you know, a certain way that I think, you know, I figure out a way to do something and it works really well, and I just kind of want to repeat that. So,
yeah.
So we overslept, and I'm like, we got to go. And I'm like waking her up. I'm like, it's time to go. If we don't get in the store within, like, you know, the next 10 minutes or so, it's not going to be a good experience because, you know, everybody shows up and there's the slow people and the old people and the... You know, the people can't make up their minds, and then the aisles get crowded, and then there's people with the large asses, and, you know, it's a whole thing.
Large ass day.
So my wife's like, why are you rushing me? I'm like, because we have a window of opportunity in the morning on Saturday.
When you have to be in there
or else. This is kind of like the zoo. You can get in for free, you know what I'm saying? So...
Yeah,
you're in the mood tonight. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
So anyway, I get her out the door and we get over there and we're a little outside the window, to be honest. And it's just not it was not a good experience getting the groceries because there's just too many people. And yeah. But when I say too many people, it's like if there's more than another person in the aisle, that's too many people for me. I want to be there. I should go at midnight or something, but they're not open. But, you know.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I worked at night. I'd get off at 2 in the morning, and I would go to this is before I was married and everything, but I would go to the store after I got off work at 2 in the morning. The best time to go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody in there except for a couple drunk people every once in a while. But, you know, you can and you can easily outrun them.
Right.
They're usually stocking the shelves, so there's usually stuff there, you know.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, you can find it on a pallet and just take it. So the so I'm like, you know, we got to get out of here. So we're going through the store, and we get all the stuff, and we get up to the checkout. Now, it's still fairly early, even though it's not optimum time that I believe that we should be there.
Right.
And I have to make a decision on 3 checkout lines, which is all that's open. And I'm like, okay. You kind of gauge by, you know, the look of the person who's handling the cart and then how much is in the cart.
Right.
So you have to make a judgment call on the person and then a judgment call on how much stuff is in the cart. So I picked the line, so, you know, it was my fault. And I thought, I'm looking at the people, I'm looking at the carts. I'm like, this is the best one. Pull in.
Right.
I commit, right?
Oh, yeah, you got to, yeah.
Oh, what a mistake. What a mistake. So, it's taking forever, and we're trying to figure out why is it, the equation that I had in my head was perfect.
Right,
the whole
right.
cart, and, you know, if the person's not slobbering, they look like they're alert, you know, possibly medicated on the good side. Not on the bad side, you know, everything was good. Oh, no, I forgot to account for one variable.
What's that?
The checker. Typically speaking, they're not a really big variable in this equation.
Right,
they are
right.
actually the smallest variable, because typically these people do very well. But
right.
we got a guy named Mike. And Mike was possibly the most inquisitive checker I've ever had to go through.
Oh, lip balm, huh?
Yeah, well, hey, look at this. What do you guys got here? Hey! Hey! Hershey bars and marshmallows. Who's having s'mores? Who's having s'mores? Jesus.
Oh, God.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, no. And I'm like,
we got graham crackers somewhere in this batch here, Mike. Somewhere on this.
Oh, let me
go ahead. And he had this technique. He didn't put things into the bag.
Yeah.
He set them on the side. He'd go boop, and then he'd set it next to the, right on the edge.
Yeah.
And he'd go boop, and he'd get a stack, and then he'd finally put it in the bag. And I'm like, what is up with this guy? And then, like, my wife's talking to me, and she's like, you know, saying something about our you know, oh, it's been, you know, however many weeks since we were back from our trip to, you know, we went to Europe. And she's, so many weeks, she's, oh, you went to Europe?
Oh,
I'd really like to go to Europe.
Oh,
boop. Stack. That sounds, where else did you go? Now I'm having a conversation with this guy about my trip. Well, we went to England. Boop. Really?
Oh, this is why?
That sounds like a really great trip. Wow.
Why are you engaging this guy? I don't get that.
I'm trying not to be rude. I'm a polite person. I'm polite.
Oh, you're a polite kid. You wouldn't let a blind kid come to your house and eat pizza because he's blind.
Well, now, you have to have some boundaries.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was only legally blind, not totally blind. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, he would have been like, you know, one of those people sniffing the couch or something, so, you know.
Because he's blind.
No, because he was weird. in that they way.
They do that. No, they do that.
No, that's not... They can touch your face, but they can't be sniffing your couch. That's weird.
They've got heightened senses.
And then you go, he'd probably, if he did that, he'd go, oh, I see this is where Miles sits a lot.
Pretty much, yeah.
Smells like farts.
Farts and semen, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Mike was our the bane of our existence. It took us, literally, my wife forgot like three things. Was able to walk all over the store and get them before we finally got checked out.
Didn't you have like 20 people behind you waiting? Like,
oh no, everybody kept peeling off and going to the other lines.
Fuck this.
Yeah, exactly. They're going next door and this poor lady who's like 90 years old is going bling, 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 bling. You know?
Right.
She was like speed checker, you know. Mabel, let's go, Mabel. Go, Mabel. And, yeah, old Mike. What? That sounds cool. I'd love to hear all about it.
Who wakes you up? What?
What? How do you do that?
Did you go to Disney Paris?
Did you happen to take an airplane?
Did you see my uncle at Boston's grave?
That's right. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah,
this guy will just be, he keeps commenting on what we've bought. He keeps talking about anything that we're talking about, you know. My wife keeps running away. She's like, you think I have time to go? Yes, just go. Because she's getting more and more aggravated. I mean, you can't. Last week I told you about the line at Qdoba. Oh, my gosh, this was interminable.
Oh, my God.
So she was, you know, chewing off my head because I picked the wrong line, you know.
I forgot the plug. She'll be right back.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, don't worry. Dog food's at the other end of the world, but go get some.
Oh, I'll be back.
And then she's walking. Here's Mike. Boop. Stack. Boop.
Boop.
Do you guys ever go see Disney World?
Well, yeah.
As a matter of fact, let me run home and get my pictures, and I'll show you, Mike, while you check out the rest of this groceries. You got gum? Wow. Gum.
Wow.
That's right.
Like Christopher Walken checking out your...
A little bit of Walken, that's right.
You went on vacation.
What, on a cruise? I think I met your parents. I'm like, Mike, hurry up, for Christ's sake. I was getting impatient. I was really trying to speed things along. I'm like, if you want to switch sides, Mike, I'll still pay for it and just let me do what you're doing because it'll be a hell of a lot faster. Just saying.
No, I'm doing great.
No, that's fine. Let's see those pictures.
Do you have children? I'd love to see that picture too.
That's right. I bet everyone had fun on vacation.
Oh, my God, please, just check out my stuff, please.
It was like, my wife's like, it took fucking longer to go through line than it did to get everything in the goddamn store.
Oh, my God.
But I kept doing that impersonation of that guy all the way home just to try to cheer her up because she was so aggravated.
Oh, my God. Just stop doing the voice, huh? Just don't do it. Please,
stop. Hey, you got buns, but no hamburgers. Are you sure you don't...
You sure you want this?
Are you sure you don't want to go get some hamburgers? You got time. Boop. Yeah. Boy, this guy, I'm telling you, slowest checker in the world.
A really friendly guy, though.
Really friendly guy.
Tell me about your high school. What about that?
Where'd you go, really? Yeah. And then, Mike, that's whenever I got married. And then, I'd like to go through your sexual history for a moment, please.
What? Wow.
Don't worry. I do this with all of my customers.
it's not weird.
This old lady behind us who stuck it out, you know, because she thought she was going to get going faster, was just like chucking things onto the belt, you know.
Yeah, she's on her arithmetic, and it didn't work out either. Like,
she
okay.
The equation didn't work. So okay. We're going to keep an eye on old Mike for next time. If I have to go in, although my wife was like, never again, never again. So I don't care if we get half an order when we do the pickup. I'm still going to pay for it. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I miss the charm of Michael? I don't think so. So, yeah, that's how I spent my Saturday.
Michael!
Yeah, it was nice. He was a nice guy, but gosh.
Yeah.
Just, you know, most people just throw them into those bags, you know what I mean? They're just like, boop, 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 and they're just chucking them, boop, 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 boop. Not this guy. I must arrange these in a perfect order. We don't want no bags breaking.
Well, they put the marshmallows, the Hershey's, and
this in a bag.
The graham crackers.
That's right. We're going to put them all together. That's right. It's a small in a bag. Get it? It's a small in a bag. God. Yeah, this guy is just, I'm like, is he trying to get fired? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is this guy trying to get fired? Because he's doing a really good job. If anybody was paying attention at all, it's like, you know, we got to have at least 2 scans an hour, Mike.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was weird. So what's going on with you? You go to Walmart recently? Or?
Well, I was hanging out with Mike. Actually, we had the office.
I met Mike in the restroom.
My wife usually does the shopping, but I occasionally go with, and she's like, "Oh, go to this lady. She's really good."
What do you mean by that?
You'll just have to trust me. She goes, "She's really good." I'm like, okay. All right.
Am I gonna have to take my pants off for this? Because I'm not ready for that.
You like it, all right? It's like a regular line, right? A regular
checkout. Yeah.
Right. And we have several do-it-yourself things now.
Sure.
You know. And never fails, sure enough, behind us is always like some guy with like 2 things.
Would that be you, or?
No. We had recently like a family of 4, like mom, dad, 2 little kids. And everyone's got, like, 1 thing, so they've got, like 4 things, you know?
Right.
They have, like, the angriest looks on their faces because, like, we've actually gone shopping for food and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I used to shoot daggers. I'm like, do they not know they could go to the self-checkout and maybe be out of here by now? Or they, God forbid, the express lane or something?
Maybe they didn't want to.
I don't know. I don't know what they were expecting, but, man, they were not getting it, man. Holy Christ.
Huh. Interesting.
Just the anger. The anger.
The anger.
The intimidation.
Hmm.
The anger. You know, it's like we had a great checkout.
Were they customers of yours by chance?
No. Occasionally I do see people.
I saw you in the park.
Oh, my God, yeah. We had some weird lady call the other day. She's like, I'm calling about my car.
Okay.
I go, okay, what about it? She goes, well, it's not there. You had a code or something. I'm like, what? My car, you had a code.
You did?
I go, I'm not familiar with this, man. What kind of car? Well, it's a,
it's a Buick.
It's a Buick. Buick Regal. You know, whatever. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to get details. And as I go along, like, she's getting angrier and angrier.
Mom, chill.
Oh, my God. It went from, within 60 seconds, we went from a very calm woman to, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's nice.
I'm like, ma'am, I'm just asking what your first name is. That's all I'm asking.
Penis.
And she's
large.
Oh my god, she's gone on a complete rant. I'm like, oh my god. So it turns out her car breaks down. I didn't know this.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, and she left it sitting on the side of the road for 2 weeks?
Yeah, she leaves it, like, in our parking lot, like, 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, somebody somewhere has had this thing towed.
So did they, I mean, did she come in and say, hey, my car broke down, I'm going to work on it, but it's going to
no.
break over?
No. Okay. No. Yeah. No, she broke down, she took off with a friend.
Yeah.
She actually just left town for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Right.
I went to Europe.
Yeah, I went to Europe, you know, my friend Mike to the checkup there. And now, just now, after 2 weeks, she's decided she wants her car back.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, why didn't you have it still?
I'm like, I don't know. I knew nothing about this. I mean, she's just completely angry and upset.
Is this the way you treat all your customers? Give away their car.
Yeah, you little son of a bitch. Like, ma'am, I know nothing about your mental illness or what the hell this is. I don't know. So it's been towed. It's been sitting in a local yard, and they're getting like $50 a day.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah. So, like, there's this big debate over who actually had it towed and why.
That's nice.
But after 2 weeks, you just now think about your car, like, maybe I should go check out my car.
Oh, nice.
Is something wrong with that? I mean, does that seem a little bit weird to you? Like,
yeah, I think that logic's a little flawed, but...
I don't want to go to the police, because the police and me don't get along.
Well, I wonder why. You leave your cars all over
the time. Red flag. Red flag. Red flag.
Yeah.
That's not, when you hear that phrase, you're like, okay.
Yeah. All right. Hmm. And your first question is, are you related to me somehow? I mean, honestly.
Yeah. You're not, Oh, my God.
So,
she actually came in the other day. I'm like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
Did you help her out? Did you give her, you know?
No, I didn't. I was like, you know, why don't you talk to the boss? Because he can explain this why.
While I go get a drink.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a drink. You take some Xanax. You talk to my boss.
I'm going to go down to Casey's and get a donut. Thank you.
Yeah, when I come back, you, your car, and whatever else.
Just be gone.
You know, please leave. Gone. Please be gone.
Yeah, don't you love the logic? Where's my car? I've only lived there for half a month. It's okay.
Hey, where's my car? Yeah, I just parked it here. Where the hell is this?
Mm-hmm. I just left it right here in your parking lot.
What's the big deal? You told everybody? I mean,
Yeah, what if I just came in for 2 minutes? You gonna tow my car?
You know, I mean, there is a sign that says you will be towed, you know.
I'm sure there is.
There is a big sign right there, but, you know.
Go figure. I think that I would go in, you know, and I'd say, hey, my car is broken. I need to have some time. Please don't tow it. And I'm sure you guys would have been like, oh, whatever. Sure.
She's like, well, I was immediately called out of town. I had to leave town unexpectedly, like immediately.
Yeah, because they were looking for this car.
Yeah, right, yeah. I'm like, the car is stolen or something. I don't know what the hell it is. That was so weird. I'm like, this is the weirdest woman.
That's nice.
In hysterics.
So I'm guessing you two didn't make a love connection.
No, we're not hooking up. Yeah, we're definitely not.
We'll be back at 2 and 2.
Yeah, it seems like someone Bob Lamette with a ball in the quarry or something. Right now. Oh my god, what a freaking
nice.
I go, this bitch is from Decatur, I can tell it right.
Now. That's right. Oh hey.
Great. What a fucking drama mama.
Operator, hey.
Yeah, no fooling, man. It's like, all right. Well, weirdo.
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 Story of your life. Weirdo.
Weirdo.